you guys, Pancake. We out here. Look at us go. We're podcasting 12:30 on a Saturday. How are you guys doing? It's 12:52. My apologies, sir. My sincerest apologies. Needing no introduction, the Pancake. You guys, we've been running. We've been grinding. Did a Santa Hustle, a little half marathon. Cappy, that was your first?
That was my first.
Oh, my goodness. How is it? How did it treat you? How was your experience?
Harder than I thought.
Yeah.
Especially the last three.
It's miserable. Yeah. It's absolutely miserable.
The last 3 miles.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
His face dropped about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's see how I phrased the first question. We ended
a little waddle, a little slide. Baby.
As long as you're getting through it.
Yeah.
Waddling, holding in like the poop. If there's, was poop ever knocking?
No.
Every runner's got a poopy story.
No poop there.
No. No shit.
No.
The way I phrased the question here, we ended 2024 with all of us kicking the Santa Hustle square in the nuts. I feel like we all took a, like we're in a line and Santa Hustle is standing in front of us and we just wham, wham, wham.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My goal was 3 hours. So
you beat that.
That's good.
You smashed that.
Yeah. No, that was, there are some people you could tell, like, you guys did not train a step. They got done 5 hours later. There's like nobody at the finish line. I'm like,
I thought that was going to be me.
Whatever, brother. No, you didn't stop once.
The man in that a full wild Santa suit, though.
China.
That's wild.
Yikes. The chafing that must have ensued.
The chafing, the Grinch suits. Like, there's a lot of cute outfits and stuff. I'm like, okay, you look great at the starting, but at mile five, then when the suffering starts.
Like, sign up for the 5K, not the half marathon.
I was,
like,
yeah,
what are you doing in the half marathon?
5K clowns. That's Jesus nothing. That's a warm up for the likes of us.
Real bad jeans, right?
What? Yeah. I've not. I've
what?
Seen Cam Haynes.
Only runs in jeans.
Yeah. Only jeans? Your thighs have to.
You have to have like leather skin.
He wore jeans and no shirt and he pinned his thing to his skin on his chest.
I mean, does that make him more of a man? I suppose.
He runs like a 2 hour marathon. So.
And I
damn
think he has the world record.
Seeing Cam Haynes, like, you can just see a pace. It's like, wow. Like, that is insane to keep up that pace.
6:30 for a marathon.
That is too much, like, for 26.2 miles at a 6 minute, 6.5 minute. I could do maybe 1 mile, maybe 1 mile
maybe
of that, but
mile,
I'm done afterwards. But ask for 25 more, not happening.
No.
What was your fastest mile time, Danny?
Like, in the midst of, like, high school and track and field and all that.
Don't quote. I have to look. I know for sure my fastest.
Nobody's
on
actually gonna know.
Yeah, yeah. I can just make
Tom
it up.
Look, Chris
at me,
would
like,
know.
I'm like honest to a fault. Wait, I think it was 6:19.
6:19.
But I believe it was six. No, but I know for sure I've ran one at 6:23.
6:23. That's a solid. And could you keep that
and
up for 20 miles?
That's PE miles.
PE miles.
I wasn't fucking around.
That was
6:23. Yeah.
Were you just loaf around, guy?
That wasn't even like any type of actual comp. That was just a random Wednesday.
That's just some Wednesday.
Yeah,
it didn't have to be PE class. You'd be running.
That's right. Yeah. But I never ran. I never raced distance, so I don't have a racing time for that.
It's all good. No, I'd say I'd peg us all as we're all runners. Join that community, like, what, Calvin, you're kind of the one that infected us all. So
that,
like, yeah, you are responsible
for this.
You're
the catalyst for the
Pancake. You're the catalyst for the Pancake.
You're the catalyst for the
Pancake. It's just funny to think about, like, yeah, it came, all started with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe got me hooked, and then I got you hooked.
Yep.
And then I got you hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got in, and it's like, it's just, it's spread. It's kind of cool.
It's good.
I like want to text Joe and tell her, like, look at the impact that you've had. It all started with her. Like, I didn't. I mean, I ran like at JUCO, but I didn't like want to run halves or anything. I didn't even know they were a thing until Joe.
I'd like to go about like around
I've
the table.
I've always wanted to run a half. Let me see. I've always
you did
wanted
it.
To run.
You've done it twice.
Always, and I've always wanted to run a marathon before I die. I'm not quite ready for a marathon yet.
You're halfway there.
I'm knocking on it.
You're halfway there.
And I started playing soccer again. And when I started playing soccer again, I thought, okay, like I'm able to run for 90 minutes. Like it could be possible to run a half marathon. And then this guy was putting stuff on me. I go, God, why wouldn't I want to run with friends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love the banter and it's fun, right?
It's good
to hold
you
accountable. So yeah. And then now I'm hooked.
Like seeing, so Cal, you ran 7 miles today and some change.
Yeah.
And when I see that, like, I am genuinely happy for you, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, motherfucker, 7 miles ahead of
it's
me.
Like,
I did nothing today.
Yeah!
JJ
Watt
commercial with JJ.
Yes,
oh my
yes,
God.
Yes.
And they're like getting the notification, oh, JJ ran. And he's like, oh, he goes and runs, and then the mom runs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, mom.
Right.
Great commercial.
Absolutely. The Watts are gold. They're just fantastic content. Joe got you, and the San Francisco Marathon was your first soiree in running.
That was the first race I ever signed up for.
No half, no 5K. You went just.
You went full marathon, your first one?
You went full marathon.
Well, yeah, we signed up for a full.
Oh my God.
And we were like 12 months ahead of time. So I don't know why she was in town 6 months out. So like the halfway point. And she said, oh, we should sign up for a half. So we ran a half at Point Pinole. It's like in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
How was that?
Richmond.
Great. I kicked Joe's ass.
So you ran that half before the San Francisco Marathon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ran that half, and like, she literally, with a mile to left, she was like, I've told this story on the podcast
before. Tell it again.
Like, she looked at me and she goes, I literally can't finish. And I was like, Joe, we are in, and you guys know Joe.
Yeah.
I can put this up.
She's
like
a savage.
This here. She is.
And I'm like, Joe, I will fucking carry you across the finish line if I have to. No way I could have. But like, she almost quit on me. And then we run the full 6 months later, and she just destroys it. Yeah. And I'm like,
that's running though. So weird.
Did
running
you
is so weird.
Like train at all for the San Francisco Marathon? Or?
I trained pretty good, but that's why I was living in Esparto. I'd run to winners.
Yeah.
But I never once trained a hill. Oh. What the fuck was I thinking?
I feel like that's like
just didn't think about it.
Double the effort. Any kind of elevation that is two steps for one, like the effort, the energy you have to spend just to
it's
get up that damn hill.
Harder bell. Running downhill after.
You
a
think
while.
So?
100%.
And that one, yeah. Once my legs started,
100%.
Yeah.
And you're trying to keep your body weight from like taking you.
That's why the Napa one killed me. Is there Napa's so
wild.
Much downhill?
Yeah. Did your legs ever buckle on the steep hill? And like
never buckled, almost, but. Literally, like 12 miles into the full in San Francisco, I was getting cramps already, and I had to stop and start stretching.
Hammies.
And Joe was like, she kept running. She was like leaving me. Mm-hmm. So I stretch for like, I don't know, a minute. And I start jogging up to her again. I catch up to her and I start walking. And she turns around and goes, we didn't fucking come here to walk.
Wow.
Like, whoa.
Holy shit. I was at like mile 12. I still had 14 to go. So it was sponsored by Biofreeze.
Biofreeze.
It's like icy hot.
Mm.
So at every water station, they had these jugs of Biofreeze with a push top. And
what?
I had my tights on, and I rolled them up to like being above my knee.
I don't know this.
I was just gobbing this Biofreeze into my hand.
Oh my God, what if you rubbed your
shoving
eyes?
It into my pants.
Oh.
And it actually worked for like the quarter mile after. I was like, oh, my legs aren't cramping.
This is fantastic.
And then they'd start cramping again, and like, 2 miles later, I hit a water station. I shoved more up there.
Just, it oh was, my God. You endorsed the product.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It worked.
And then there's a video of us crossing the finish line. Mm. And I'm like running. I get a cramp. I'm like, oh. it was great. I cried after that one. I just...
Sometimes you got to cry. You cry.
Dude, I sobbed after the Santa one.
What came over you, Danielle? Your first, the Santa one or the...
The Santa the first, one. The, I cried. Well, okay. I've cried both times.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you? I cried.
Say, totally uncharacteristic.
I cried at the Napa one because that one was huge postpartum for me. You have to understand.
Oh.
Like, I had just stopped nursing. Like, I have two kids. I was just trying to find myself too. This could be a whole other podcast. But like, coming back into like, who am I?
Daddy wants a suckle.
Who am I after being a mom? You know, and
you're just
so
a
it was really an identity thing for me. And then I did it, and I just felt like there was a part of me that was unlocked. Like all of a sudden, it was like I can still do hard shit. Like I'm still
yes.
me. I'm still who I was before.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of like was the catalyst for now. This where I trained.
Mm.
Yo.
And
got
water. Oh, thank
nice.
You.
We got water.
You can thank flush you. The toilets.
Oh, let me go flush the toilets.
Hey. Yeah, please, please.
Got something just floating in there, just marinating.
You're gonna have to edit this situation.
No way, bro. No, but that's like something like running does. You prove it to yourself. Like you're out of your comfort zone. You're struggling. This sucks. But then you're like, oh, I can do it.
Right. But like, I didn't feel like I'm back. When I finished Santa Hustle, I was I'm fucking back.
Really?
I did.
What about this one was
like,
different
I'm
than
back.
The Napa Marathon?
Well, first of all, I trained better than I ever did before. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really actually, like, pushing myself to, like, keep pacing. Mm-hmm. So I did more pace work.
Yeah.
And then I didn't go out too fast when I wanted to. I, like, stayed in a zone. Mm-hmm. And I think I've been too conservative in the past where I'm like, I don't want to feel the uncomfortability.
Right.
But I do have really good endurance, so I can get away with it and, like, just kind of cruise at 10 minutes a mile. But it's, like, actually, like, I'm capable of doing a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I think I've been scared to do that. I've been holding back.
It's weird in like training.
Record, we fucking hurts. Flew out of that.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
But
we
then I was able
jamming.
To like. I think I was able to. When you look at my splits, I was able to drop
an entire minute off my mile times in the last 4 miles.
That's impressive.
So like, instead of going the other way, which I did the last mile, I went the opposite way. So it's like if something was clicking and working for that, like that I'm training for, and I'm hoping to like lock in on that to try to figure that out. And then also I was properly. Use proper nutrition. So actually 6 months ago, I found out I have low blood pressure, which I didn't realize.
Damn. Yeah.
And so I also lack salt. So, which like is, I thought was postpartum brain fog and stuff, but I actually have low blood pressure. Mm. And so figuring out like the salt block. So I would take salt tabs while I was running and I'd have to do like every 2.5 miles.
That
and when
make a
I would
difference?
Do that, it would 100% make
yeah.
a difference.
Damn.
Like 100% made a difference. And so... That
one of them
huge.
Salt licks. Like
dude, like a cow. Oh, I need a little salt necklace. For real.
Oh my God, the rings sweating your ass off.
Yeah, so that was huge for me. And then I did run through an injury this time too. So the fact
you're
that I
running with a boo-boo?
With a boo-boo.
What was the boo-boo?
That's now a big boo-boo.
Oh.
I think I have ITB syndrome is what it's called, but it's like lateral hip pain. It's a tight tendon down the side.
Were you able to like...
Almost like when you start running, it starts pinching.
That doesn't feel
good. Until
you
get fully warmed up and then it'll like go away. And then afterward, it's like you can't walk.
It stiffens up, and you're
yep.
like, "Cause I remember
stuck." Like you're sitting in the car. I remember like the day
after running, I was sitting in the car, and I got out of the car to go like get groceries, and I literally was had to.
I can't walk.
Like out of the car.
Oh.
To get it going, and so it's been really frustrating and depressing because I haven't done. Well, I did 1 mile to see if it was still hurting it.
It's still.
I haven't ran anything since the last time I've done it.
Keep taking time off. Keep taking time off.
Meanwhile, Austin is just running more than he ever has.
Yeah, and Cap already did a 6 miler again, and I'm just like sitting here just twiddling my thumbs. I'm terrified. I'm just going to have to start from zero again. You know,
it's
a mental roller coaster.
Wild. Because you do lose it, like, it's insultingly fast how your body will just be like, oh,
yeah.
Well, now these miles are difficult again.
Yeah.
He's like, when we were training for the marathon, it got to a point where 10 mile, I scoffed at it. I scoffed at a 10 mile training. Like, what is this?
Me. Nothing.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I look, I'm like 10 miles?
That's daunting.
It's hard to, for me at least, to gauge how much gas I have left in the tank. When it comes, like training, I'm like, I'm just going to finish, whatever. But come race day, you're like, you got to give it everything. And then,
but you don't. But you I'd can't give it everything from the beginning. That's the problem.
No, you can't. You gotta be.
It's an art.
What do you? So, for me, what I'm listening to definitely dictates how I'm running. If it's an audiobook
100%.
Or a podcast, I'm like, this is a slow pace,
100%.
Very slow. But 100%. Music, though,
yeah,
I'm like, let's get it going. I'm like, the nips are getting hard. I'm just
right.
Flah. Anyways, what are you guys listening to while you're running?
I actually like listening to the tap.
The tap!
Because it's like, it's...
Cheers,
because,
baby.
The secret is listening to something that gets your mind off the fact that you're running.
Right.
For me.
And the suck.
At least. So, when I'm listening to the tap, it's like, it's always somebody, like obviously you, who we know.
Mm.
Or like people we know.
Yeah.
So, I find myself like spacing out more.
Logan, it is nice to space out and not like focus on, at least for me, when you reach there's, I'm not sure what mile it is. But you just reach a plateau of suckiness, and it doesn't get worse, but it doesn't get any better. And you just gotta, it's like, how long are you able to endure this bullshit?
I'm more aware of the fact that I'm running as miles goes on, and that's where it sucks.
It's like,
so
when,
yeah. I listen to like the pod until I start coming out of the daydream, and then it's like, okay, music to get you through it.
And then at some point, there's nothing you can listen to that makes it any better.
Like today.
Dude,
that last half mile was fucking... Just
huffing and breathing.
I was just pulling, like, we talk very positively to Charlie, like,
hey,
you can do hard things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, literally talking to myself like a little girl.
I've done it
awesome.
Too. Same
yeah.
so parenting, great. Right? Like, you can do hard things, same thing.
Do you parent yourself a little bit?
I parented myself, man, yeah.
What do you, Danielle, what do you tell yourself when you're, do you like, you little bitch, or do you, like,
no,
you got
I think,
this, babe?
Like, well, I think also in my last training session, my friend Julia, shout out, because she's been a huge motivator too
for me, but she doesn't run with music a lot of the time, which I think psychotic.
That's insanity. You can.
But we've ran 8 miles together with talking the
that's
entire
a good,
time.
That's a good
with
pace.
Each other. And that. It was mentally so big for me because I couldn't run half a mile without AirPods on, like at all.
Gotta
and
talk.
I trained myself that like I don't have to have music or something
to distract myself from it, so that was good. But during the race, definitely you can do hard things. I'm grateful for a body that can move. Mm-hmm. That's a huge thing for me. That works a lot of the time. Another thing is like, what is it? Like 1% of people my age are still running like this. Like it's a very small margin.
I'd say some people can't even be bothered to get off the couch.
So like that's huge for me. It's a big motivation. But music, Cap thinks I'm psychotic, but I usually, R&B is my go-to. I can run fast R&B, I usually listen to like very trap music, rap music mm-hmm. when I'm running. That is like my
high energy.
High energy, badassery, you know, fast paced music. Mm-hmm. But this time I did the Glorilla radio. So I went like full trap woman singers.
Girl power.
Girl power, I did. I went with the badass girl power that was like pretty much like suck my dick music and as a woman.
Suck my lady dick.
And suck my lady dick. And it was empowering.
Yeah.
It was empowering this time around. So yeah, that's what I did this time around as I put that on. Yeah.
You like that? Now I'd say other people definitely help motivate. You mind if I get one of those?
No, you can
too. This is in on the I'll have one. Just one. Because I have no money. I appreciate you. Work my love.
When I was running, when we were training for the full though, I was listening to Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
it's like a 3-hour.
Yeah,
podcast.
You can tune out. Yeah.
So there were times like I'd be running from a Sparto and just like snap out of a daydream, mm-hmm. and I'm like by Nick's parents.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell?
How did I get here?
Because he has like interesting guests on.
Yeah.
So if you can find one that's like something you jive to.
Yeah.
It just like totally takes your mind off it.
Mm-hmm. Like if the guest is interesting enough and they can talk, sometimes this would be a good guest. And I'm like, this conversation makes me flaccid.
Dude, like,
I don't want flaccid. I don't want the tap to make people flaccid. I want people to be excited.
The Coxie episode was great.
Not bad. He's got some stories.
Dude,
wild
just, like,
shit.
There were good stories. That like, just kept you getting
engaged.
Distracted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I appreciate Logue Dog. He sent me a text yesterday because he's driving to Oregon to hunt some elk. He's like, hey, Logue Donovich. He said, hey, shout out for the tap because I gave him a shout out after talking to you guys about the top Christmas movies.
Who's Logue Dog?
Oh, yeah.
Logan?
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
That guy. Yeah. Vikings fan. Big Vikings
fan.
Yes, he is indeed.
There's
a gang of us. The Skull Squad. We're in a group text.
I saw
like 12
of
us. Vikings called.
Skull Squad. That's what it
is.
No.
In history, a group of Vikings, a massacre. Most likely.
Rape
rape of Vikings. not good.
No, I'm sure.
I think a murder of crows.
A group text and make this
no, we do have the group. Well, it's called the Skull Squad in the group text, including DJ Barnett.
Oh, I mean, that guy gave you all jerseys.
That guy, no. Santa Claus did. I don't even know. DJ Barnett wasn't there. Santa Claus.
He should be the president of your group text.
He's a fine addition.
Did you guys all get pictures with him?
Yeah. We have a big
picture of your group chat?
No, it's just the Viking head.
It should be. Yeah. You guys should change it.
It's called a Norseman.
A Norseman?
A Norseman of Vikings.
Huh. A Norseman.
A Norseman of Vikings. Mm.
We might need to
That's
go back to the drawing board for that
name,
one.
That's their collective name, but they usually like to call themselves by their tribe names.
Oh.
The most famous were Svir, Gothar, Danar, and Nariman. And I probably butchered those.
Dylan Ney would know all these things.
It's called a thing.
A Norseman.
A thing.
Look at this.
Their collective name in English is Norseman.
What is a gathering of Vikings called?
A thing. Also known as a folk moot.
Don't make this a thing.
Assembly, tribal council, and by other names was a governing assembly in early Germanic society. German?
There's different types of Vikings.
You didn't come from Germany. This is not.
What kind? Are you on a safari or something?
So.
What's
maybe
going
so.
On?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Huh?
You've seen Vikings. Right?
Love Vikings. If love Ragnar Lothbrok.
Who would you
be I can't be Ragnar. You know, I'd be King
the,
King
be
Ekbert. I'd be King Ekbert because he hangs out in his hot tubs and he bangs Lagatha. He bangs his son's wife.
Wait,
he's
what are
just
we talking about?
Vikings. The show. King Ekbert is the truth. I love the bromances in that show. This is a total non sequitur from running, but
No.
They had to run back in the day. Imagine not
Absolutely.
Having a car.
Vikings were hard. Savages.
They were. They raped,
they were supreme
pillaged.
Athletes.
They're pretty good. They
the
love their
went
killing.
To France.
Yeah, they were.
Rollo, that piece of shit. Rollo, scumbag. Big eye guy. Big opportunistic guy.
It was so sick to be in the costume department on that set, though.
Oh my god,
like
it was like a great in between.
Sandwich.
You got me talking costumes, a little cosplay. We got to go to Renaissance Fair. you guys. We gotta go to a damn Renaissance fair.
I've been to a Renaissance fair.
Which one?
A couple times before.
Really?
We went to one when we lived in Oklahoma.
How they're big over there.
Oh my god, that's the year for the story. This is a major life story.
Market.
He got recruited by several cosplaying groups.
Really?
Because he was so tall and large, like Viking-esque or like Loki-esque. And we were crying laughing because they were like, hey, have you ever thought about cosplaying? And we have a character just for you. And I was over there just with my turkey leg
crying.
I was just like, thought this was like the funniest shit. And he's gotten mistaken when we were out at Arches National Park by, there was an Asian vacation tourist group.
Who they all came up
and was asking for his autograph.
who they think he was?
Some guy from
Oh my god,
no, was it? Did you get it right? What is it?
I don't know.
It's a guy from Hunger Games, I think.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman, probably.
No, hold on.
He's a big
Hunger
dude.
Games characters.
Hodor.
Dude, is it Hunger Games?
Put some respect on his name.
Is it Hunger? What's the other one? No, not Hunger. Game of Thrones.
Hold on. Hold on. An Asian tourist group thought Cap was Hodor.
No. Hold on. Maybe
the
characters.
The Hound.
No.
Maybe
characters. Oh, it was so funny. And Cap was like, "What the fuck? Get these people out of here." They thought
Cap, he's seen Game of Thrones, hasn't he? Let me just say, I'm glad that we've just dove into the podcast. We're potting now, you guys.
Did you think we were not going to vibe?
Oh, I knew we were going to vibe just to get it going and just, we're in our flow.
This person that he didn't want to be.
Yeah, probably Hodor.
Well, let's just wait. We can ask him.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
I'll tell you my funny what do you know? Story.
What do you got? What do you got?
When I was growing up,
my uncle lived up in Washington, and there's a place called Northwest Trek there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not a zoo, it's like a sanctuary, so there's like, there aren't like walls and stuff, so you like, get in a tram and you drive out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big tourist attraction up there, and my uncle was in Vietnam, so he wasn't very fond of that race of people.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible person. But anyways, this group stopped him and asked, hey, can you take a picture of our family? And this is back in the day where like they weren't, you know, this is in the early 2000s, so they weren't like, with your phone, and you can look at the picture and be like, oh, do you mind taking another one? It's like a take it, and then we'll develop it, you know, later in time. So he takes the picture, and they oh, thank you, and they leave, and he comes back, and he's kind of giggling. My dad's like, what? And he goes, I fucking cut all their heads off.
Oh my god!
So it's just way too
low. It's just like, necking down.
Oh my god, that's terrible!
He had the last laugh.
What an asshole!
You weren't even Vietnamese.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ!
They helped us World War II.
Wait, we have to ask you. What was the character all those Asians wanted your autograph for? What show?
Game of Thrones.
I know, but who was it? The character?
Well, the fat kid with hair and beard.
Oh my god, Popeye?
No.
No way.
Is it Game of
Thrones?
Was it
Hodor?
Nah, maybe it was.
They really thought that was crazy.
I thought they wanted to fight me.
Yes, this whole thing.
We pulled up to...
They're a little aggressive with you?
No, they were just staring
at
me.
Everyone was just stopping and staring.
Like,
their eyes were like saucers.
They were like mugging me from when we were driving.
Brad Pitt
when we were driving in.
It was fucking wild.
Samuel Tarly.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, Tarly.
It is Sam.
Nah,
okay, that's respectable.
They were like just mean mugging and staring the whole time, and I told him, I was like, I think these people have a problem with me. I don't know what they want.
You know, I kind of see
except he's more handsome.
He's way more handsome.
He's way more handsome and far more charismatic than Samuel Tarly.
But yeah, they thought it was him.
And when we finally got out, they were still staring at me. I'm like, do we have a problem?
So you would have been asked them, hey guys, like, what's going on?
They were like covering bad.
How many of them were there?
Probably
a whole van full.
Would you be able to take them all in combat? Yeah.
Sorry.
Before I can finish the question.
Silly question.
Are you just tossing them aside?
Yeah,
because
one guy came up and then was like, Game of Thrones. And then he's like, Cap's like, what?
He just said
like,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and then he was like, Sam. And so then we had to get up and I remember
literally thought you were
going to.
You want my autograph.
Don't make
did you give it to him? Did you play
it? I don't think I did.
No, he didn't. He goes, no, I'm not.
This is Oklahoma.
No, this is in Arches National Park.
Arches.
No, I was telling a story about how you were recruited by several cosplaying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to recruit you into their sexual cult.
Talked to this witch later.
Oh yes,
I met a witch.
Podcast on a run too.
So that one, the audio not great, but I talked. This lady, she's a witch, and I had to edit out a lot of what she said. But after when the Ren Faire closes. Those Ren Faire people start drinking and go back to like trailers or wherever they camp out at before the next day. It's a party. There's a lot of sexcapades. Like she said, there's like sex slave parties and stuff. Like she was going off.
Talk about a rocking horse or something.
I'm not gonna spill the beans because I edited it out in the last one. I'm just saying, like they get down. They get down. Even at this last one, one of the ladies like, "Do you have a Ren Faire wife?" I'm like. No, not quite.
Was that code for something?
I think so. Okay. I think so. I was chatting with the lass at that time.
Well, now I'm insulted that I didn't get recruited like you did, Cap.
Just not famous enough to. Are you the?
They get,
not you.
Oh
one.
My god! But we all got it. Oh, so there's a Folsom good. Renaissance Fair. There's one in South Lake Tahoe, and there's one in Hollister that I went to. That one goes from like. September all the way through like ends late November, so it's
are we going weekends. To one
we gotta
go to South Lake Tahoe, that'd be tight.
Hell yeah, we got a spot.
Yes, we do. My
friend
when
is the Tahoe one?
Yes sir.
When is the
Tahoe one? It's already passed. It's all seasonal. I think it's mid to late August, and I'll tell you what, I was down to go to a bunch of Ren Faires. There's two of them that I wanted to go
Wait,
to
we
but
heard of them as Ren Faires.
Yeah. I can't say the whole Renaissance. I'm too busy to say the whole thing.
Yeah.
But
we're
really,
gonna attend this, so we have to act like we've been there before.
Indeed. So. I wanted to go to one, but Brentley's silly ass decided to get married, so he ruined my day. I had to go to his wedding.
How dare him.
And then my friend Zach.
Or
no,
sucks.
Lucas.
Sorry,
Lucas.
Brentley.
Oh, they got ass this game.
I know, it's probably on suicide watch.
Nah.
Let's move on from this time. I got you.
Brentley,
you might lose. You might have 68 followers on
YouTube. Oh, no. The line is strong at 69, baby. The tap has peaked. I don't want any more followers.
No, it's normal.
It's kind of cool. Like 69 people.
That is amazing.
I'll take 69.
Yeah, 69.
Sexy baby.
It is very sexy.
But yeah, Brentley, and then my friend Lucas got married. So I got way late. I wanted to go to two Renaissance fairs. Couldn't do it. Weddings. Terrible.
Weddings are great, though.
They are.
Brent got his wedding video. Beautiful.
That was a great wedding.
I'll show you after.
Please.
I got some questions. Okay. Love winters because you just know people. How often do you guys see people and you're running around town just like, hey, like just people you know, just you just happen upon them.
Every time.
It is. Every single time.
And I feel rude sometimes, though, because I'm like, I'm on a pace! Because everyone wants to stop and talk to you.
If you have headphones in, I think that's a get-out-of-jail-free card. Just give them. And
you
know, just keep on going. Don't acknowledge
yourself. Yeah, for sure. Be like, I'm on. What the fuck are you talking about?
I saw your mommy today. I told you that.
Mommy?
Yeah.
Where at?
Moody Slough.
Oh, the Moody Slough. So... I was gonna say, how moody is that slough? You guys, all three of you guys, just something. Hammer the slough. The slough is like struggling because you guys are just hammering it.
Yes.
Oh, that's like a cool part of town. It's part country, and then
the town is just spreading.
I like when you get to the end in the back of your mind, and you're like, oh, there could be a mountain lion out here. I'm feeling dangerous.
Or a rapist if you're a woman.
Might want to rape us too.
I have thought about that. Well, I just thought about like I didn't used to think about it, but. No, lately.
2025.
Yeah, I've just been thinking about like that is probably the only place in town where someone, if they did want to abduct you, could do it.
Yeah, pepper
you
spray.
We have it out there for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have pepper spray?
You can go to Martinez.
Yeah, I have carried pepper spray.
You should.
But
run
like,
with
if I
run with pepper spray and
I need
a knife.
Run with a knife, and I like to think that I can
taser. I got a taser.
Okay. My mom, or I guess my aunt Nan said she saw a mountain lion there, like
but
that
like,
little creek by the
as a woman,
creek.
I'm more scared of like a man being out there than a mountain lion.
I feel like you'd be able to fend for your like. Bite
have
some ankle, like.
Here, kitty.
All right, so let me. I know you guys have probably thought about it. What if you guys stumble across a mountain lion? It's just what's your move? What's your move?
I grew up in the country, so I'm aware of protocol.
What's you gonna do?
Gotta get big.
A mountain lion?
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, I've looked this up. First of all, you're not supposed to have a dog with you, by the way.
You're what?
You're not supposed to have a dog with you, by the way.
A dog bit you.
Well,
a long once
upon
a time.
Yeah.
But dogs are enticing to mountain lions because they're looking for the dog, not you, and then you might.
Yeah, but then you can lead the dog and dip.
Yeah, but it's my dog.
For educational purposes, though, what are you
supposed
to do?
You're supposed to be loud.
How loud?
And so I've heard that if you do bring a speaker, like in your running, like trail running, if you have a speaker and your music's playing out loud, that like 9 times out of 10 it'll deter online.
What about the?
That's like your best.
One. What about the one time?
Then what do you do?
Say it comes
get
down
loud,
to. Say it's like.
Get loud. Be
ridiculous. One time we were hiking.
Are you sure you're supposed to do that?
Yes.
I think you're just supposed to
just lay down
walk
and die.
Backwards.
No, you're supposed to get loud.
Keep an eye on him.
I think you're supposed to go, hey, kitty, look over there.
The mountain's like,
no, I
fuck, he's too fast.
To
I don't think you're supposed to.
I think so. Let's look it up. Let's back
my plan
what are you supposed to
is
do with
to,
the
it's like, I'm going to lose a butt. I'm going to sacrifice my left arm.
Right.
And as he's eating my arm, like,
how you really thought about this? Okay.
Like, jab the, like, gopher eyes. Go to, I'm going to lose the arm and hopefully something. Like, I'm not, you're not coming out
about this today.
You're supposed to punch it in the face.
He had to cover the neck.
Cover your
neck.
That's
where they're biting. No, yeah.
They're going for it.
It's going through your neck.
It's gonna, yeah. It'll go through right.
What
through
if, like,
there.
Turn it's the
gonna
tables.
Go through your hands?
What if you attack
a mountain lion?
Well, there's only two options. Either
no,
you
it says you have to punch it in the nose.
China.
In the nose.
That's yes. A shark. Many okay. Individual. No.
It's like a land shark.
No, it's the same thing.
Oh.
It's the
key is to be aggressive and protect vital areas like the neck and the head.
You're
and you're supposed to punch it in the face.
My coworker's property. You're not punching those in the neck.
Well, if it gets close enough to you, if that's close enough to
okay.
me, I'm
if
swinging.
If there's three of them, it's like
those are big cats.
I think just
I thought mountain lions were like solitary animals.
No.
Well, they are.
They're running crews,
but yeah, no. Well, right.
Hey, there's a good book idea.
What's up?
Crew of mountain lions.
A crew. Ooh, I did have one book idea. It's a little like
oh, maybe
it's
you
a
could,
little
the ending. They die in a fire.
Look, that's not
bobcat.
No, those are big cats.
Those cats. So if I came across three, I'm just
never
laying down.
Never run away from a mountain lion. It's the worst thing you
oh,
can do.
Oh, they're just like.
That's why you walk backwards.
Slowly. Stand your ground. Stand. Yell at it. Throw
so
rocks.
There is a yeah. cat out there the Martinez property.
Yeah.
The
cat?
There's
a cat.
A lady
okay.
was
just let you know.
There.
You like that?
But also.
Sent it to Dan. I'm like,
should all that's
be
that
I'm
running
not
with
running
a knife.
During peak yeah. mountain lion hours. So
What are those?
Also, it gets
dawn
me.
And dusk.
Dawn and dusk?
Yes.
I just ran it the other day
yeah,
during dusk when well, it was raining.
I don't.
Moody Sloop?
I run it
yeah.
when I
drop
my kids
don't like
off.
Water, so you're right.
Yeah.
Cats don't like water. Do you just spray bottle?
Oh. I always encourages me when there's like other people out on the slough. I'm like,
yes.
ah, that fucking
yeah.
guy made it, then I'll be all right.
Yeah. Especially people coming
like,
back.
All right, I'll be able to like, that's like, if there's other human, oh yeah, at the end of the day, if you have a human sacrifice, like,
sorry, Matt Kimes. Oh. Debbie and I, we're out here.
Matt would go down fighting though. He would. Matt's the type of guy that if you're out running together, mountain lion, he's like, he'd be like Austin, like proper technique. The mountain lion's trying to do spin moves. It's like, nah, you're blocked. But he would fight. He would. I feel like he would give his life so you can get away.
He wouldn't have a choice.
No,
I'm faster than him.
But then later,
I've been reading a lot of romancing lately, and I just feel like I have this like. Now I have this false sense of
confidence that I could just get a knife and just straight into the heart, and just
like just drop run. Down. Just
yeah, just aim it perfectly. Nice. Aim it perfectly.
Just if you just watch, like Danielle comes home with like a mountain lion pelt over her head, blood.
He looked at me wrong. He
looked
at me wrong.
It's like, Danielle, that was just a household cat. That was somebody that...
California, you'd probably get thrown in jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why they didn't pop that cat up
100%.
There.
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
I just try my best to avoid mountain lions.
They should
I
be exterminated.
Well, I think
we
most of us try our best to avoid, mountain lions.
I saw
think...
at the Blue Ridge... I love the Blue Ridge Trail. I saw
your
some
aunt
folks...
Your aunt encountered one.
Yes, Aunt Nancy encountered one. Well,
Blue Ridge?
Not on Blue Ridge, but the creek run, like right next... So right by the community center, you just go that little path there.
Down there.
So I think on the other side with all the homeless people, maybe they've domesticated it. I'm not sure.
Who wins in a fight? 100 ant-sized mountain lions or 1 mountain lion-sized ant?
You know, I think
ant-sized
the
mountain
ant-sized mountain
yeah,
lions. 100%. 100 of, like, they would...
All you'd have to do is...
They climb
ant-
up the legs, but the ant... Like, what kind of ant? Fire ant? Bullet ant?
Bullet ant.
Those are...
Oh, them ants that they put in the gloves in Africa and...
Oh, yeah.
Those ones.
The wild boys. So those ants are about yay, but if a mountain lion was this big, that would still be
that
a little frightening because they would swarm. They'd swarm, they'd bite.
And their jaws would still be just as powerful, but
would
just
hurt.
On
yeah.
a smaller scale. So, mm. yeah.
I would go on the swarm of ant-sized mountain lions.
Hmm.
Absolutely. What about you?
I don't know. I just thought of the question. I haven't thought of an answer yet.
What about ant-sized, 100-ounce-sized calbies?
Taking on what?
Calvi-sized ant.
I think the Calvi-sized ant.
Yeah.
Stomps me out.
Just a bunch of guys. Like, all the Calvi stomp. Ants like take their little zins. Like,
let's fucking go.
Oh, we even talked about this. How did we all even get started in this madness? So Joe infected you.
We gotta talk about that.
I pulled you in.
Pulled me in
the Napa.
And my buddy Lucas.
Was that the guy that ran the Napa too?
He wrote me into like doing the Napa marathon, but he got injured halfway through and couldn't do it. So he put in the effort, and then like a month prior, he couldn't.
He still showed up and like supported. The people that supported, like the running community, all homo intended. This is like one of the best and like loving and like supportive groups, as competitive as we are. It's like us, but other people there, like they're supporting strangers, high fiving.
Yeah.
The people like running the event and stuff, they're about it. They're about everybody just
being the best. The helpers are very,
very positive.
Yes.
Very
positive people.
I don't know what kind of drugs they're on. Straight up positive.
High life, man.
I like the medal we got. It was also like a little ornament I put in my tree, damn it.
Oh, let's talk about when that big ass blow up fell over at the very beginning of the race.
I thought we were getting blasted.
Yeah. I thought there was a mass shooter.
We might have a little bit of trauma left over from just.
That was crazy.
The snowman tipped over.
It was more hilly than I thought, too.
I'm sorry, hilly or hilly?
Definitely harder than Moody Sue.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Harder than Moody Sue.
Well, then it starts snaking a little bit.
Because you looked at the elevation chart, and I'm like, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that good either.
It was bad. That up and back, where we cut left, that was pretty bad. Yeah.
Mm.
That was super foggy. There was just so much of this. I was like, and that's my hips were. I think that's what blocked.
Just knowing, like, when you're going downhill, it's like, oh, this is nice, but no, oh shit, I gotta come. It's one of those like return trips instead of a nice loop.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
I feel like it's easier to run uphill, and then I feel the gas of the running uphill when I'm going downhill. So the downhill is my least favorite part. So as I'm running uphill, I'm not feeling it yet. And then it's that transition to then going downhill. Then I feel the gas.
That one sucks too because you
uphill.
Like.
So I don't mind running uphill. I fucking hate the descendant, or like when you go flat or you have to go down again. That's when all of a sudden my muscles are like, pissed.
It's like you said,
what noise did they make?
We were in up and you almost had to stop and turn around.
Yeah.
Which like kills all your momentum.
Yeah.
That was ass.
I try to use the downhill momentum, like, all right, I'll put a little bit more gas into this one, try to get. Just use the gravity as a little booster. When I did the Emerald Bay half marathon, starting like the first 4 or 5 miles, it's all downhill, and I needed to beat Gary, Courtney's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Gary, shout out to Gary Bear
and the Georgia Bulldogs, even though they
check
got
in on that, man.
That guy. He runs his ass off.
I love Gary.
Gary is the man.
Sorry about the dogs, Gary.
The wiener dogs.
The Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah, those dogs. These wiener dogs are still alive.
The abomination of their performance.
Oh.
Golden Domers
guys. Man, I didn't think Notre Dame, like, who are these guys? How are they doing so well?
They went to church. So.
They did go to church. Yeah, the first thing.
When I saw all the Notre Dame fans went to church after the massacre, I was like, they're winning. Sorry, dogs. But these boys got big J on their side.
Even when JC, like, he's the JC offensive coordinator from the clouds, he's got the headset on, like, yeah, no, run the pop pass.
He ain't winning that one.
he's in the booth upstairs. Oh my god.
How hard was the Emerald Bay one?
It was tough. It was
elevation.
The most beautiful thing. I didn't run in high elevation. I hardly like trained
so
high elevation.
You can't train.
You can't. Like, especially if it was uphill, that would be miserable. But the downhill, I was like, I gotta burn it to try to put some distance between me and old Gare Bear. And you go from the most beautiful view, seeing like the lake, crystal clear day. It was amazing. Yeah. And then you end up in South Lake and going into like back alleys behind hotels and dumpsters and shit. So you're just getting the whole duality of it, the whole spiel. But that one, that was nuts. No bears, no bears. Didn't see no.
Here we go.
They are people are like. Benny Gertz was about to, like, it was a couple of years ago. He drops off, like, Keith and I, and then we get word, oh, there's a bear in the neighborhood, and my dad just goes to look at it. Meanwhile, we're locked out of the truck, locked out of the cabin. Like, Pop's like, we're gonna die. Like, what are you doing? People are just, I don't know why they think, oh, these cuddly little animals that they could eat your face.
So they'll what's eat. Worse, a mountain lion?
You like that?
Mountain lion.
Yeah, mountain lion might be more prone, because bears, I think, especially the ones in South Lake.
Up there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why people aren't afraid of it. But if they get a wild hair, like,
What about grizzly bear?
Grizzly. Yeah, you're done. Hey, Leo DiCaprio survived a grizzly bear attack.
He did?
No, in The Revenant.
Didn't he defeat a grizzly bear?
If you're able to defeat a grizzly bear in battle, I think you're kind of happy.
God!
Just take a soul.
It's just like a little insult to injury. Like, I did it. Anyways. The madness that is running. But speaking of madness, I wanted to... We could dabble in a little recap of 2024.
Okay.
Like, I looked at some things that happened. If you guys have things that pop into mind, shout it out. A little just... Wow, this whole thing. A little off the cuff. So I'll throw out some happenings if you care or don't care. The Drake versus Kendrick Lamar beef. Did that do anything for you guys? Was that tickle you in any way, shape, or form?
Negative. I don't even know what the beef is about.
I don't know either.
Nor should we care.
Although I do think Kendrick Lamar dropped a savage bar.
The bar?
Minor, but
yeah, what is Drake like? Millie brought Bobby Brown. Is that the whole?
I don't really know the whole story, but I just think that it was savage. If that was savage,
sometimes
but
yeah,
I don't really have a bone in the fight, so I don't
know. Let's see. The nerdy. So I guess the Olympics happened. Completely
forgot
the Olympics fucking happened.
Oh, I remember. I'm a huge Olympic person.
Okay,
I'm all in.
She nerd herself.
Simone, yeah. I don't want to do it.
And you guys have to understand, she's old as fuck to be a gymnast, too.
Like, your body.
How old is she?
She's like 26.
18.
over the hill.
26. That's unreal to me. Like, that alone, and for her to come back like that.
Is she, like, 4 feet tall?
Yeah, I think, like, 4 foot something.
4 foot something. Yeah, it's, like, just a ball of muscle. Indeed.
Very.
The most athletic Oompa Loompa. But the nerdy pommel horse guy.
He
had his glasses on.
So, riddle me this. Yeah. The man can't see, so he wears Coca-Cola fucking bottle glasses.
Yeah.
But he takes them off when he gets on the pommel horse?
Yeah.
He turns into Clark Kent.
He's like a bat?
Your senses get heightened.
He's like using sonar?
No.
Yeah,
no,
he's got
using the feel of the pommel horse. I can understand, clicking. Because on the beam, you have to also memorize the feeling. Like, sometimes they make you do your beam routine with your eyes closed, because you have to feel, it's like you have to heighten your senses. Like, feel the beam. You have to feel, like, there's also a feeling.
Like I can pick up shit in my house with my toes, like you wouldn't believe.
Your toes?
Yes. Because I'm used to having to literally grip.
Can we
100% I can pinch my toes, you name it. And I've trained my feet to be able to grab onto a beam. Like, it's a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're like a monkey.
Yeah.
So what is the wildest gymnastics?
So why don't we have more deaf people or blind people doing gymnastics?
Ooh.
Why do we have no deaf people?
Or blind.
Maybe in the Paralympics.
Well, blind would be difficult, but it could be done.
To, like, a blind? All right. What's the
ball on the chair?
You have to, like, what's the event where you're hustling, you bounce off?
Vault.
Like, the vault. Like, a blind person doing vault?
Yeah.
Use your senses.
Now, all of it is possible. On the level of the Olympics,
have you ever seen Daredevil?
Probably not.
I have seen Daredevil.
Batman.
Totally realistic. Ben Affleck. Absolutely. No.
It is Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Who's playing right now? The Browns and the Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
The Browns and Ravens. They're playing. There's just football on random days going on. Yeah. Look. The dual beam or whatever, like you're flipping and you switch the other one
that's
or whatever.
Uneven
that,
bars.
The
that's
uneven bars.
That's
sorry.
Uneven bars.
The uneven bars.
Yeah, like
what the hell?
That one move.
Which one move?
Where she like was on the higher one and then she caught the smaller one with her waist. And
it just seems so fluid.
Russian chick back in the day.
Oh, yeah, back in the day, yes.
I think it like destroys their uterus or something, so they got rid of it.
No, it doesn't destroy your uterus.
Sometimes the uterus just gets in the way.
It can crush your pelvis.
You know, what's a pelvis compared to gold?
Potato.
Yeah.
Same area.
What's your favorite summer Olympic sport?
Track and field. I have a lot more respect for the distance running when I see, like, running in the Olympics of just their pace and just how I have a lot more respect for what they're going through and how they're able to do it. Like, this is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, the pace they're able to keep for miles on end.
What about USA basketball? That was... Let's go!
I love seeing that.
Oh, I was way into it this year.
In the past, it's been snore boring, and this year I feel like they brought the heat.
Is that because
people
actually
play?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are people, NBA players actually play.
Mm-hmm. Not just. I don't know how college kids would do work.
But the other countries, give it to Michael Jordan.
They showed up. The other country showed up.
There were some amazing athletes on other countries.
There was. That was fun.
The women, no offense, but I wasn't really into the women's.
All due respect to... I feel... All right. The next thing I was going to bring up with Caitlin Clark, her impact.
Soccer, though, too. Women's soccer was badass in the Olympics, too.
How'd they do?
Hell good. They won everything.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Were they snooty about
it? They won it all. No. And they were badass.
What? I think this is
the one... That one... chick who took her shirt off.
Oh, Brandi Chastain.
Brandi Chastain.
Yep.
Ripped.
That was That was so... Yeah, that was like a...
I'll get to the
that
USA...
That was so taboo back then, too. Oh my God, she took her shirt
she's
off.
She's like, ah. Like, that's an iconic... When she's like on her knees.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Super saying it, like, yes. Just hulking out. I will give it the women's soccer team, USA soccer team, just has been infinitely more successful than the men.
Oh,
have we ever won Olympic gold or any, like... sniffed anything close to a medal?
The men?
Yeah.
No, we suck. No.
Oh.
For USA.
I know, like, years ago we had that one badass goalkeeper. We made it to, like...
We won the gold cup.
Won the gold cup.
The gold cup?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Our old neighbor was more
versed. We're getting better.
We're getting better. We're improving.
We're like the last two soccer in the world.
I would go see MLS game. I feel like it's getting more... Soccer, I feel like it's getting more, way more popular.
Team in Sacramento is super fun to watch.
Sacramento FC. There's that. I got my mom and dad tickets to go see hockey in South Lake Tahoe. There's a South Lake Tahoe team. It's like AAA. They are the Night Monsters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so, cool. Like, have you ever been to a hockey game?
Yes.
It is.
Nights game?
It is so fun.
Yeah, we went to a Knights game.
Yeah.
That's like a production.
Yeah.
It's
like
it was
not even a
cool.
Hockey game. It's
a whole entertainment.
The Golden Knights.
Yeah, it's a show.
The hockey teams are across from Edgewood, huh?
In South Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they play at the blue, like the event center.
Yeah.
So it's like three quarters of it.
I just have a hard time in person
following
the puck.
I can't follow. I have no respect for it. But I've only been to like one game in Boise. It was just cool.
This sport like governs itself. These guys are getting after it. If someone slips up like in a check, oh, you hit my guy, I'm going to hit you. There's just
that's a crazy sport.
I love it. It's,
they have a literal
it's
position.
Cool. The enforcer, the goon. Gotta have a goon.
And
on
I feel
team.
Like we're sleeping on hockey players. They're fucking hot.
These guys are tough.
Like I didn't
hot.
Even. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, we know they're hot.
Oh my god. I was like, I was sleeping on it. I didn't even. Like,
icy hot.
Yeah. Hockey players. Like I didn't even think about that. But wow.
Who's
yeah.
the hunkiest hunk?
I don't know. But
neither.
No. Who I think super hot is Carrie Underwood's husband, but he's retired now.
Mm.
But he's a snack.
Still, is he a snack?
Yeah.
Very
he's,
good.
He's a snack and
a half. I mentioned Caitlin Clark before. I think she should have played in the Olympics to increase the overall notoriety, bring in eyes to the sport.
She wasn't invited.
That is some bullshit.
I don't agree with Stephen A. Smith much, but saying like, what the fuck are you guys doing? It's bringing eyes to the sport.
So
and it seems like there's a
the
lot of
resentment. The women have been so catty, it's been embarrassing.
I understand like a rookie, check the rookie a little bit, make them earn their keep, but
to an
I think
extent,
she was,
but she's light years better than half of them. And their ego's hurting.
And
it's like, she's better.
They drop low-hanging fruit. Oh, it's like a race thing because she's a white girl. I'm just like,
no.
Bull fucking shit. She's a stud. I don't care if she could...
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark could have been...
That's because you're white, sandwich, you're saying that.
Well, you know... No, it's just like...
I don't know. It just seemed like she got some unfair treatment for...
100%.
Overall notoriety she's bringing to the entire sport. It's the rising tide lifts all ships. She's a tide, so...
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark fan, I'm not going to get a jersey. Probably won't go see a game, but I'm happy that it's... I'm just happy that it's like more... It's more relevant.
You
people
know
actually...
Her cards are worth?
How much of her card?
So
oh, how?
Money.
Oh, how?
A
so,
lot of money.
Talking
card. Card. How much money are we talking about? Like a rookie card?
Yeah.
Some one-on-one. How much is it going for, you think?
I think her, I don't know what her one-on-one sold for, but it's a lot.
Wasn't it like six
like
figures?
What?
Yeah.
Six figures?
Figures or like high five figures.
Yeah.
When's the last
like
time
yeah.
a WNBA player had a card worth that much?
Never.
Never.
She's
never.
It. I don't know if WNBA
well,
had cards.
There's only one card.
She's peaking at a time where cards are also like all the rage right now, too.
Yeah.
So it's just like it's two things.
How long? It seems like cards have completely. Was it like this past
COVID.
Year? COVID just
COVID
surely.
Card
yeah. A card boom. It saved golf too, I think.
Yeah.
It made it to more of like.
It's probably
destroyed
from
Muni,
like,
though.
Yeah, Muni. Muni's tough. But.
Can't even get on Muni anymore.
I know. He used to be respectful. Now you can't even get on the course.
It's affordable there, though.
Brent's Bachelor Party 2024.
Man, Brent's Bachelor Party. He's fucking that guy.
Yeah, I'm fucking that guy.
He's that guy. That That
I can't wait to hear that.
We played at Waycopa in Scottsdale. There was like a sister course to like the
fancy.
It was very fancy, expensive, and it just destroyed me. I had no business being on that course. I lost about 3-4 balls on the first off the tee box because it was just me and Kelly and two of the Oregon guys. And if you're not on the fairway, you're in the desert, rock, like you're not getting, you're not getting. Then the carts, if you're a millimeter off the path, they just stop. You have to back up. It's this is so,
that's the worst.
It's like, the fuck y'all, if anybody's out here, they're not the type of player to drive it into a fucking creek or something Just, I don't know. It just.
I remember having to get out and push with Kelly because we went way too far to like try to find our ball or something. It's just miserable.
I'm bummed I missed that. I wasn't there for the golf part.
Oh,
we had a second round of playoffs.
Brett's,
One, and then Benny drove me to the airport, 110 mile per hour the entire
Jesus.
He was flying.
Oh, because he had your flight to make.
Yeah, and he took that dead serious.
How did...
he took it dead serious.
More than his life.
Did your,
he took it more
your
than his life.
Flight time affect the way you coached that game?
No, no, no. We smashed him. Maybe it was first round of playoffs. We played some slappy.
Some slapdicks.
We smashed him, and then I got out of there.
And Benny, your dad pulls up and goes, need a ride to the airport? And I was like, fuck yeah.
Benny Blue is driving 110.
Yeah, his truck. So he's driving that truck.
That big red.
Yeah, and that thing, I mean, you can go 100 in that thing, it doesn't even feel like you're doing 50.
No, it's...
And I just looked over at one point, we went down 89, and it's 110. I'm like...
89. I was gonna say.
Did I say anything?
I would. Like, let me.
Say a damn word.
There's shout outs. Let me give like an anti shout out to Road 89. It's so dangerous. I hate it. There's people going 110.
Every
there's people
road
driving
in California
drunk.
California is horrible.
Oh, especially every. 89.
We were on. What is the highway like?
No.
Woodland
and to by the airport. Is that 5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were going over that big bridge and we got to the other side. We're still going 100. We're coming downhill and the cars in front of him are stopped. And he stops and like all four wheels lock up.
Oh,
I was like,
he slammed on the. I had not heard this story. What?
I don't think he slammed on the brakes. I think we were going so fast and he broke so hard that it wasn't like, but like the car is smart enough and it like lost traction. And I was kind of like, all right, he's gonna figure out after this. Nope, just change lanes.
Benny Blue.
Oh my god, Benny.
He's a wild man. I had no idea.
20 minutes.
Dude, he was literally like, yeah, he was like, how, what time do you need to get there? I was like, I don't know, like, my flight leaves in like an hour and a half. He's like, I got it. We probably got there in like 30 minutes. Like 30 to 40 minutes. I'm not.
Man, I did not hear this story.
It was wild, dude.
Trusting Benny Gertz with your life.
Wild. I got there so early, I had dinner and a beer before I got on my plane. What? I thought I was going to be running up to my gate.
What'd you have for dinner?
A burger or something. Sat next to a nice couple from Iowa. Talked to him.
Aww.
Nice.
You such a cool butterfly, you.
That's good.
What y'all feel about Justin Timberlake's DWI? And that nice mugshot of his. And I guess he has a quote. This is going to ruin the tour. I would see Justin Timberlake in concert.
Oh, 100%.
I used to hate his guts, but now I'm like,
obsessed
you know
with him as like a 12-year-old girl.
His curly hair.
Yeah, the DUI.
Obsessed.
DWI.
I
thought it was a
dewey.
Reckless. Means you're real fucked up.
Driving.
He had one dirty martini, and then he got in the car and drove home. That was his story.
Jessica Biel should have drove him.
Well, I don't think she was there.
Oh, damn it, Jessica.
And this
damn
is
it,
after this is after his kind of wishy-washy, inappropriate behavior on a balcony with his co-star, and they weren't filming. And they
wishy-washy.
Were kind of.
I didn't hear about this wishy-washy. Give me this gossip.
Yeah.
Give me
they
this cheese man.
They were on a balcony and like.
The set, they'd wrapped up for the day, and they were all, a bunch of them were like talking about where to go, and she was sitting in his lap.
Oh my.
And
but,
it
I mean,
just
if you were with Justin Timberlake, would you sit on his lap?
It looked a little inappropriate, and I think it was really embarrassing for Jessica Biel, obviously, and him, and he had to kind of come, so then this happens to him not long after.
Mm-hmm. So it was a rough 2024.
Not the best optics, I would say.
Yeah, not, and right before his tour, and then his tour didn't happen, right?
I don't know.
I think his tour is on hold.
I only pay so much attention.
Okay.
I was like, oh, Justin,
I had no clue.
Yeah.
I didn't know this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
so there you go.
How do you not just... Get an Uber. Get an Uber X.
I know.
Get something.
Probably
well, I wonder
driver,
if,
right?
though, like, you have to understand,
probably
like,
you have
people,
to get out
of but people follow you and take pictures of you. So I think there's, like, some sense of, like, privacy when you're driving yourself. That, like, if you're getting an Uber and stuff, like, you don't have the same level.
I do wish... apply to celebrities, don't you know?
No, not at all. I'm surprised they even...
That's true.
Like, a cop's like, oh, Mr. Timberlake, my apologies.
Yeah, I know, right?
Go about your way.
That guy was trying
bye,
to...
Bye.
Oh. That's good.
Thank you.
Your thoughts on, was it Mudang, that little hippo?
What?
No, it's like a meme kind of, it's like this little baby hippo just bites people. It's just kind of, it's cute.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, alright, anyways, moving forward.
Sorry.
I guess, I completely forgot about this. One Direction guy, Liam Payne died.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Fell
off a balcony.
Off a balcony. Fell, jumped.
Didn't hear about that one either.
Yeah, he gone.
A little cocaine.
A little cocaine binger.
A lot of cocaine.
Couldn't come back from that.
When you're flying high and
got too close.
Crash. He's like, I mean, do you think he was like, I can make this jump?
Sometimes you get too close to the sun.
What are your thoughts when you're falling?
You're like, have I sniffed enough? Like, the adrenaline rush, just be like, oh,
do you even
just
know you're falling?
Probably not.
Maybe.
At that point.
I thought maybe it was like a suicide or something like that.
Oh. I think that's what they originally thought it was. Because he's had suicidal thoughts in the past or something? I don't know. I'm acting like I know these people.
I feel like if you're going to commit suicide, it's jumping off an elevated surface is not the way to do it.
No.
No, no.
Plenty of other ways.
It's like, that sounds like a horrifying, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. It would not be the way I'd choose. Mountain lions, for sure.
Do you just slather raw meat all over your body and just lay out in the field?
It's like, come and get me.
A little bit of tuna.
Oh, God.
My goodness. Beyonce doing country? Was that? Yeah. That was just kind of, it's there. Like, good for you, Beyonce. Diddy. What do we feel about Diddy?
Oh,
well, it's getting a little spicy. Would you go to a Diddy party?
If invited?
Hell no.
No?
No.
No.
But I'm also not someone that does things.
Maybe
to
get into
the
lawsuit.
I don't know.
Yeah,
sacrifice myself.
Just get in there.
Yeah.
That guy.
I hate anyone who like imposes rules on me or like says I have to do something a certain way to fit in. It's like I literally like I'm allergic
to it.
You
have
to
be covered in baby oil.
I'm doing it. My, like nope, no.
She just wants to see you shine.
How does she shine? I'm doing this for you. How many people do you think are gonna get going down with this one? Or is he gonna
stop people?
I think I also don't
think
this is uncommon, which is really sucks to hear. But I don't think this is uncommon.
No, absolutely not.
I think that this has been going on for a long time. There's gonna be a lot of people.
There's a lot. You think LeBron possibly went?
He was there.
He was there. Jay Z, Leo. I bet Leo DiCaprio for sure. He insisted upon it. It was his idea.
The rules don't
apply to Leo.
No, they don't.
Leave him out of it.
Maybe the laws.
Leave my boy out of it.
But I'm just interested in, like, if the list does come out, it's probably the same list as Epstein's Island. Like, who's going down and...
It ain't coming out.
No.
Die before it comes
he'll
out.
Probably die,
so
yeah.
Rigged.
He's dead, yeah, for sure. But Diddy, man, that... I hope he burns.
I do
just
too.
Want
I hope
him...
He's hung
I
by
want
his
the... They what?
I hope he's hung by his eyelids.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's... Mm-hmm. Interesting. That sounds
misogynistic,
beating
like power hungry asshole. No,
can you listen to his music?
I can't. Never could. Never. I after the
I
fact,
name one
China,
song.
China, 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 China.
I'm sure, like
China,
recognize China, it if I heard China, it. I'm not like,
every
oh, I need.
You take. That's the only one I always think of.
That sounds. Every that song is so much more sinister, knowing that he was the reason that Tupac died.
Yeah, that too.
And like you murder this guy, and you're gonna pretend like you're like, oh, I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
But rumor mill, love
rumor
it.
Mill.
The rumor mill that they were
mill,
lovers. Tupac was gay, and they were lovers. And he's
have
like,
you
know
what?
Interviews with Tupac?
I have not heard that.
You got a bandana on your head, and you're just. I don't know. There's like some flamboyant tendencies of good old Tupac. I don't know. I'd say if it came out that he was gay, we'll never know. But
we'll never know.
Diddy knows all.
But
it wouldn't surprise me. Like, oh, Tupac was gay. Yeah.
Have you seen the early interviews of him?
Tupac?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I'll show you guys. It's pretty crazy.
What about him are crazy?
Like everything you're saying. Like if you watch early when he's like 17, 18, first getting into it. He's like very feminine and like nothing like he was at the end of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like gangster.
Gangster.
Like
he
was
put
almost,
on a show.
It was all persona.
He was
almost, I think he was like, I could be completely wrong about this.
Or completely right.
But I saw it on social media, so it has to be true.
If it's on social media, if it's on the tap, it's truth.
I think he was a theater kid.
Really? Oh, that doesn't surprise me. And then he also was like Jada Pinkett Smith was like a soulmate, and that doesn't. She's also very eccentric. And
not a fan
she
of Jada Pinkett Smith. Not a fan
she
at all.
She might be the devil.
Was that 2024? Was the Will Smith slap?
Yes.
Oh
but
my.
Was it 2024 or 2023?
I don't know. All I know is I cannot watch anything with Will Smith in it anymore.
I love
it. It completely ruined his like. I can't watch Fresh Prince. I can't watch Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Let me know. It was a good slap though.
It was a slap for around the world. It was a slap for
and he got away with it. That is assault.
See, that
is,
he got away with it.
You think you can land that good of a slap?
I don't.
I know.
Maybe.
I
mean,
no
if you're
way.
Gonna he in for a penny, in for
I
a pound.
I tried
he
to
dedicate.
Slap like play fighting with him, and I couldn't even like even dude, when I'm trying.
A,
he's like,
I mean,
was a slap.
If he did
not
a backhand,
face,
how
like
much better
arm?
It would be
I
if it was a backhand slap?
And then he straight like.
Keep my wife
up together, walked back and sat back down in the seat.
Like nothing happened. Yeah,
like nothing. No. And everyone just literally like, what would you have done if you were in there? Just like look the other way.
It's like the security should have.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, it was scripted.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes part one of an epic two-part Pain Cave Tap podcast. Booyah! Besides, I was too lazy to edit all 2 hours, so I decided to split it into two parts. That's what's happening. That's the truth. I'm always transparent. I love you guys. Tune in next week for part two. You don't want to miss it. For the love of God, believe me.
You lose! Good day, sir!